Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, obviously, it was Easter weekend. We had our Good Friday services and then 14 services across all of our campuses on Easter Sunday. Just a wonderful time together and celebrating, remembering what Christ has done for us at the cross and celebrating that and the resurrection, right? His payment for our sin and then his resurrection from the grave. And I was in Luke 23 and 24 on Sunday talking about the crucifixion and the resurrection, how the resurrection validates the crucifixion. But I want to focus right now just on Luke 23 and actually something that happens here while Christ is on the cross. There are two thieves, two criminals who are put on the cross. The cross is next to Jesus, on his left and on his right, in fulfillment of Isaiah 53. And Jesus says, Isaiah 53, 12, it says he was numbered with the transgressors, right? He's considered a criminal even though he's done nothing wrong. And I just want to read to you verses 39 through 43. It says, one of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? For we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he, Jesus, said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. I think these two thieves, in a sense, really represent all of us and how we live our lives and how we approach the end of our lives. You've got, on the one hand, one thief who, even to his dying breath, is living in defiance of the Lord, right? Mocking Jesus, right? If you really are the Christ, you know, save yourself and us. Get us out of this mess. Still sort of shaking his fist. I told on Sunday this story that's probably anecdotal, but it's what's said, right, that Joseph Stalin, who was the leader of Soviet Russia, an avowed atheist, leader of Soviet Russia up through the mid-19th century, that when he died on his deathbed, he was literally shaking his fist at the heavens, still in defiance of the Lord. That's the first thief. But the second one is the man who is sitting on the cross and who comes to this moment of spiritual, eternal clarity where he says, man, I deserve to be on this cross. And Jesus, you don't. My sin, right? The wages of my sin is death, and that's just. But Jesus, you don't deserve. But Jesus, will you have mercy on me? Oh, Lord, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And I think that thief really represents what salvation looks like. This us coming to this place where we look at our lives and we say, Jesus, I know that I don't deserve anything. In fact, what I deserve is death. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus, you did nothing wrong. You were perfect in my place, but you hung anyway. You went to the cross for me. So Jesus, will you have mercy on me? Will you forgive me? Will you remember me in your kingdom? And I mean, just the audacity of that ask, right? He knows he's not done anything to deserve that. And he asks Jesus for mercy anyway. And Jesus responds, yes, I'll remember you in my kingdom. You are forgiven. The reality is that Jesus not only has the authority to forgive sins, but such is his goodness and kindness that he does. He chooses to forgive sin. When we come and we ask him, Lord, will you have mercy on me? Will you remember me in your kingdom? Because of what he did at the cross, our sins are paid for. Because of his perfect life, it's actually credited to our account through faith. We are considered righteous because of the righteous life of Jesus. We are forgiven because he hung on the cross in our place. And then, as Luke 24 tells us, the tomb was empty. And the empty tomb validates the cross. Jesus is who he says he is. He did what he said that he came to do. And when we humble ourselves and we say, Jesus, I deserve that death, but you took it in my place. Will you forgive me? Will you have mercy on my life? When that prayer is done, when that ask is done genuinely in humility before the Lord, his answer is yes. Right? I'll remember you in my kingdom. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Let me pray for you. And then I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray for yourself. Father, help us never to get over and always be in awe of the cross and the empty tomb. of what you did for us through your Son, Jesus, in saving us. Help us never to take for granted your mercy, your kindness, and your grace over our lives, but every day to live it to the fullest, walking with you, Jesus, and sharing with others the incredible mercy of God. We love you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.